In June 2017, I, along with many other YouTube creators, travelled to Los Angeles to attend that year's VidCon event. VidCon bills itself as a community festival, creator conference, and industry summit, all wrapped up into one. We'd gone there to have a good time and meet one another. At VidCon, there were public panels, most of which had not been announced when we purchased our tickets, and we attended one with a polite woman called Anita Sarkeesian, a feminist video game critic. She noticed me, and this happened.
Right? If you Google my name on YouTube, you get shitheads like this dude who are making these dumbass videos that just say the same shit over and over again. I'm like, I need to give you attention because you're a garbage human. Whatever, dude.
I had been sitting politely in the front row, and as you can imagine, abusing the audience from the stage is a violation of VidCon's rules, so I filed a complaint to VidCon. Anita Sarkeesian decided to write an attack piece on her website Feminist Frequency and dog whistle to Patreon to shut my Patreon account down. Quote, he makes over $5,000 a month on Patreon for creating YouTube videos that mock, insult, and discredit myself and other women online. VidCon ignored me, and Patreon responded by performing an investigation. The link that Maria from Patreon's Trust and Safety Committee sent to Nuance Bro contained Mike.com's coverage of the incident. Molly Starr, head of communication at Patreon, told Mike.com that Patreon was looking into it because of the viral nature of Anita Sarkeesian abusing the audience from a VidCon stage. She later intimidated another YouTuber as well, who runs the channel Boogie2988, after he had a disagreement with her after another panel. Within 2 hours, Patreon sent Mike.com an update on the situation. Quote, we do not consider attendance at a public event to violate our policies. They presumably felt some pressure, however, as they then proceeded to disavow my, quote, distasteful behavior and content, but then said it didn't violate their policies. Well, I agree. I mean, it is distasteful to attend an Anita Sarkeesian panel, but sometimes one must, for the cause of driving the conversation forward, into realms we hitherto have lacked the moral fortitude to tread. Patreon noted that, quote, he has not posted content to his account since November 2016. In addition, we have received very few complaints about this page. So let's be clear. In June 2017, Patreon said that I did nothing wrong at VidCon 2017. Patreon was specific that they checked the content of mine that was on Patreon. Patreon are on record to the entire world as saying Sargon is a good boy. But do you know who wasn't a good boy? Hank Green, co-founder of VidCon, who had to apologize to Anita Sarkeesian for allowing the wretched plebeians to attend a community gathering and force her to abuse us from the stage. This was a demonstrable use of their terms of service. Is the content on Patreon? No. If not, is there any manifest observable behavior? No, because we, Patreon, do not consider attendance at a public event to violate our policies. This complaint is not justified. And for some reason, Maria of the Trust and Safety Committee sent Patreon's exoneration of me as further proof of my wrongdoing. What is the message meant to be here? Don't get abused at a convention, or else Patreon will ban you and side with your abusers. Sitting politely is a form of manifest observable behavior. If Patreon finds you did nothing wrong, you were in trouble. This is lunacy.